Welcome to the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Podcast. I'm Aaron Van Dorn. Today on the podcast, I spoke with Dr. Rishi Gupta of the University College London about a model to evaluate and predict the risk of clinical deterioration in patients with acute COVID-19. Dr. Gupta, you've created a prognostic model to predict the risk of clinical deterioration in patients with acute COVID-19 who are admitted to hospital. How does this model work and how successful was it?
The model was initially developed to predict the risk of clinical deterioration among adults hospitalized with COVID-19 at any point during the hospital admission. And importantly, we are only using routinely measured data variables to try to ensure that it's something that could actually be potentially used in clinical practice. And just to clarify, we defined our deterioration outcome as a composite of either an initiation of non-invasive or invasive ventilation, high dependency or intensive care admission, or death. And there are a total of 11 predictor variables included in the final model. These are all routinely measured things at the point of hospital admission, and includes things like demographics, such as age and gender, and some basic physiological parameters, such as oxygen saturation and respiratory rate, and blood and chest X-ray findings. And the model itself works by using an underlying logistic regression formula. And this provides us with an output in the form of an estimated percentage risk of the outcome occurring at any point during hospital admission. And the nice thing about the formula is that then allows us to generate new predictions for individual patients quite easily. And we've made the coefficients for that equation available in our publication so that the scientific and then the medical communities are free to use the model for either for further validation or for implementation in clinical practice as required. I'd like to say we were really fortunate to be able to use the fantastic platform of the ISRIC 4C prospective cohort study to develop and validate the model. Just to provide a bit of background about this, ISRIC 4C is a prioritized national level study. It's being conducted across over 250 hospitals in the UK using the WHO ISRIC clinical characterization protocol. And for the current analysis, we included approximately 75,000 participants across England, Scotland, and Wales. And this really allowed us to explore how generalizable the model is, sort of geographically across NHS regions. And sort of encouragingly, our results showed that the performance of the final model was extremely consistent across these regions, which is very encouraging and really suggests to us that we're quite hopeful that the model will provide clinical utility across the NHS in the future.
There have been other models that aim to predict prognosis. How does this tool differ from them?
Yes, you're entirely correct. There's been a huge amount of interest in this field. And in fact, there is a living systematic review being published in the BMJ, which is attempting to catalogue these candidate models. And just to give you an idea, even by sort of May last year, there were around 50 candidate prognostic models for COVID-19, which aimed to predict clinical outcomes. But unfortunately, these candidates were really considered to mostly be at quite high risk of bias during quality assessment, with overestimated performance metrics and limited evidence of generalizability and clinical utility. And so we went on to actually compare the performance of 22 of these candidate models in a previous paper that we published in the European Respiratory Journal, and in fact found that none of these candidate models were any better than just using single predictors such as age and oxygen saturation to predict outcomes. And as a result of these findings, together with the sort of quality assessment, we found that none of the pre-existing candidates could really be recommended for clinical use. And so we've really tried to overcome some of the weaknesses of these previous models through development and validation of both the 4C deterioration model, which is the new model we're presenting here, and also the 4C mortality score, which has been previously published in the BMJ a few months ago. And we tried to overcome the weaknesses in a number of ways. Firstly, we've really tried to make the most of the very large sample size and the wide geographical coverage of ISRIC 4C to ensure that we have adequate sample size for both model development and validation, and to try to ensure that our models are generalizable across the NHS. And we've really also tried to adhere to best practice in prediction modeling throughout. This has included the ways in which we've dealt with missing data and the ways in which we've evaluated our sort of validation performance through assessments of the model discrimination. That means how well we can differentiate people who met the outcome versus those who don't. Our model calibration, which tests whether our sort of predicted risks meet or equate to our observed risks and also our clinical utility to inform decision making. And we've also made sure that we've compared the performance of the models to existing risk stratification tools. And the third thing just to highlight is that we've really tried to ensure that our reporting is transparent and that our models are fully reproducible in accordance with best practice and tripod reporting standards for prediction model studies. And the final thing to highlight is the really other exciting thing about ISRIC4C is that it's continuing to collect data nationally, and we can therefore use this to continue to evaluate the model performance prospectively. So we should have some more news on that in due course in terms of evaluating the performance of the models during the second wave in the UK and beyond. And we can use this as a platform to evaluate and then potentially update the model parameters if required.
You mentioned earlier, and the article mentions, your prediction model for mortality in patients with COVID-19, which is currently recommended by the NHS to determine which patients are likely to recover without treatment with remdesivir. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and how it fits in with the new tool for deterioration?
Yeah, sure. So for 4C mortality is a points-based score, and it's designed to predict the risk of in-hospital death for adults admitted with COVID-19. And as I mentioned, this was published in the BMJ a few months ago and is referred to in the NHS England guidance regarding remdesivir therapy, as you've mentioned. The most important difference between 4C mortality and 4C deterioration is that the outcome that we are predicting is different, as suggested in the name. So for 4C deterioration, in addition to predicting death, we're also trying to predict sort of composite risk of requirement of ventilatory support, high dependency or critical care. And this is really important because we know that age is probably the strongest single predictor for mortality and accounts for around a third of the total points in the 4C mortality score. And this therefore means that there is somewhat of a glass ceiling on mortality predictions for younger patients. And we show in our new manuscript here that the greatest discordances between 4C mortality and 4C deterioration predictions are therefore among younger patients, who can often be at quite high risk of deterioration despite relatively low risk of mortality. And so our 4C deterioration model is therefore really designed to complement 4C mortality score, and we'd recommend that both should ideally be used in parallel in order to try to get a more complete picture of risk for any individual patient. And I'd just also like to add that the overarching goal of these tools really is to try to help prognostic assessments and subsequent decision-making, which are usually quite subjective and may vary considerably between clinicians, more objective and data-driven by using these entirely database tools.
Where will the tool be available for clinicians to use?
So we plan to make both the 4C mortality and 4C deterioration calculators available on a single integrated webpage. That will be at isric4c.net/risk. And there is a link to that on the ISRIC4C website, and there'll also be a link within our new manuscript. And in addition, as I mentioned, the full model coefficients are available on a manuscript, so other researchers and clinicians are free to evaluate the model in their own populations and to reconstruct it as required for clinical practice.
Dr. Gupta, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.